score back-to-back double centuries in tests, and he's not finished yet. That's this roundup of World Sport.
From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The Dominican Republic takes a hard line against protests which could disrupt the Pan Am Games. Grenada's Prime Minister tells us why early release of the 1983 coup plotters is out of the question. And views from Afro and Indo-Trinidad on sugar layoffs and on emancipation. I'm Orin Gordon and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Police in the Dominican Republic used tear gas to break up hundreds of demonstrators preparing to march in protest against the government's economic policies and the high cost of living. The organizers of the march say police used excessive force to disperse the crowd. The government has banned protests during the Pan Am Games, which opens in Santo Domingo later today. Michael Bascom is there for the Games and sent this report.
With hours to go before the opening ceremony, Pan American Games organizers are coping with a number of problems that could derail more than 5 years of planning. Reports from the capital, Santo Domingo, said that there is a strong police presence after a small group of protesters tried to grab media attention. While there has been no official comment from the organizers, observers have been reporting security personnel taking up positions around the main Olympic Stadium.